Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This doctor going public. It was in Idaho and New York and California and Mississippi and Texas and Michigan and just everywhere. And these two guys have a whole bunch of clinics across the state. And they're well known and they're telling you stuff you already know is true.
96% of people in California who get COVID recover with almost no significant sequelae or no significant continuing medical problems. COVID-19 is one aspect of our health sector. What has it caused to have us be involved in social isolation? What has it caused that we are seeing the community respond to? Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are secondary effects from COVID. And these are from me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse. We see people coming in here with black eyes and cuts on their face. It's an obvious abuse of case. These are things that will affect them for a lifetime, not for a season. Alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide. I talked to Donnie Youngblood and various people in the community. I've asked them, how are things going? Suicide is spiking. Education has dropped off. Economic collapse. Medical industry, we're all suffering because our staff isn't here and we have no volume. These are all real things that I'm seeing every day. I don't read about this stuff. I'm seeing it in my clinics. We have clinics from Fresno to San Diego, and these things are spiking in our community. These things will affect people for a lifetime, not for a season. And I've talked to, you know, the head of the CDPH. I've gotten their opinion on this, and a lot of the leaders in Sacramento, and we're all in agreement. But we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban.
It's this stuff that will kill the New World Order, folks. This is real medical information. It's everything you've already heard here. It's everything you always knew. When you were a little kid and got sick, you could be 70 years old. You know, Mama said, go out and get some sun. And then we're told today, arrest people that give hope and say that.
Arresting someone for sitting alone on the beach, tell me how that arrests the spread of the coronavirus from an epidemiological point of view.
Yeah, I wasn't referring to that. I actually don't have the specifics as to why that happened.
The Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
COVID-19 is going to be in our lives for at least the next year until there's a vaccine, and we need to figure out a way to get back to as normal of a life as possible while this plays out in the background. The solution is not to lock us into our homes.
See, Thomas Malthus, 260 years ago, said, herd the poor into buildings with no sun so they get the vapors and die. Get rid of them. And he's the father of modern eugenics. By the way, anybody can look at what I just said. You can search Malthus, Malthusianism. You'll be like, holy hell. But Jones says some crazy-ass stuff. Man, I'm not the crazy person. I'm just telling you what these crazy-ass people are up to.
Depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the Third World. Henry Kissinger, 1974.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world. Now, none of this may succeed this time, but this, to me, is sort of the outline by which someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
And let me tell you, we're all in danger, because if you want to follow right down from Plato to Malthus to Galton to Hitler to Bill Gates, the apple don't fall far from the tree because it's the same tree. Your phone calls are 60 seconds away.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
No Max, no surprise, Bill Gates. You didn't think America would roll over so easily, did you? A lot of people have been working behind the scenes while you were working. We don't need an internet to communicate. Don't be too proud of this technological terror you constructed, Bill Gates. The ability to exterminate the third world is insignificant next to the power of the Holy Spirit. All right. Maybe a good boy, because I'm not going to calls because of lack of news. I want to hear from callers. You can dispense with the pleasantries. That's another Darth Vader quote. And let's just get right to the meat of it. Because I want to get the next person, because I respect each of you, and I appreciate you calling me. Mike, Brennan, Brendan, Rick, Joe, Cowboy, Hunter, Carlos, Jeff, and many others. And let's go first to who's been holding the longest. Well, cowboys are reckless and wild, so they always go to the front of the line. Cowboy in Oregon, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank God. Oh, my. Good speaking to you. Thank you for my call.
Thank you for calling, brother. What's on your mind today?
What's on my mind today is I seen yesterday, this is going on what you were talking about, how the Democrats are talking about suspending the elections. Well, Governor Cuomo in New York has suspended the Democratic election there. And citizens actually need to stand up and say, no, we need to have our elections, Democratic, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter. We need to have our elections. It's right. Because without elections, there's no president, and then they can put whoever they want in. That's not right. I also want to plug in for a second. I've been taking your lung cleanse for about a month and a half now. The reason why I'm cowboys, I work here at a cow ranch. I've been working here for 4 months, 5 months going on now.
By the way, a lot of folks think cowboys are only in Texas. That's actually a Spanish name for like one of the hands that was younger working with cows. It goes back to Spain 1,000 years. But Oregon and California were bigger cowboying areas than Texas. For folks that don't know, because all the hills and the work you got to do there, Texas is easy cowboying with those big plains.
Correct. That is correct. You got all plains there, and it's easy to maneuver the cows where Oregon and California.
Yeah, real cowboy ends like in Spain where they got the hills, just like in Oregon.
Yes, sir, you're correct about that. Yes, we do handle cows, and that's what the original name cowboy came from. It's not for them cowboys that run on the horses and, you know, tie up the cows in that way. It's not that. It's actually the men that handle the cow ranches here at the feedlots and everything. And here lately, I've been seeing quite a few cows here lately been dying off, even calves here at the feedlot, and it's just making me scratch my head. I have not asked any questions about what's going on. I don't know if it's like the COVID-19 or anything. But here lately, we've been getting some cows that are just dying over.
But anyways, about your
You didn't see the senior cowboy giving those special rain shoes? They can get dispensation and payoffs on those. We actually led with a show that they've got a program through federal government to kill your cows off. Trump doesn't know about this, folks. By the way, I don't know what's going on across the street in my own offices with 100 employees. They're great people, but I'm not giving Trump cover. He just doesn't know. Every time he learns about something, he does the right thing. They've got a program to kill the cows off to basically just shut the country down and make us dependent on foreign beef. Did you know about that?
No, sir. No, I did not know about that.
Cows die on the open range or they die at the feedlot?
They've been dying here at the feedlot.
Well, yeah, my dear Watson, the deduction is the key to this. And so if they're dying at the feedlot, the number one thing would be the water or the feed they're being fed.
True that. Or the medicines that they give shots to. They give shots to them and everything. I don't know what's in that medicine or whatnot.
Well, let me explain. Is it prime beef? What kind of beef you got there?
It's prime beef. We got jerseys.
I understand. So if you've got prime beef and it can't be delivered to the slaughterhouse, then they kill it and get the full amount of dispensation for each cow, and you're just not being... So you think it's a vet giving them a shot, but really they're giving them a shot of cyanide. Tell me, how are these cows... Are they foaming at the mouth when they die?
I have not seen any foam out of the mouth yet.
What are you seeing when they die?
They're coughing, doing that number. And yeah,
that's what cyanide does. That's how they... Bam, yeah, that's the cheapest poison. So they're huffing to death, but there's not foam. But normally that's what I'm talking about. All right, God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. Let me air Greg Reese's short report. This is just a farmer from North Texas. He's also got a ranch in Colorado. And again, I've got a ranch, and I do some ranching, so I know a little bit about cows. Let's just say no hat, all cattle. But let's go ahead and play that report as we go to break about the federal government saying kill off your cattle and offering money to do it, and then they've got vets that are going out injecting the cattle with poison that kills them in about 2 minutes, and then usually when you get a cyanide injection, that's what you... that's what I was describing. I said, you didn't see foam, I guess, in these cows' mouths, but I know how it's done. Here, let's go ahead and roll that report.
Shad Sullivan, Regional Director of RCALF USA, is a fifth-generation Colorado rancher and recently delivered this message.
Hey, everybody. This is Shad Sullivan coming to you from the headwaters of Bitter Creek, Archer County, North Texas. We have to talk. State officials will be assisting to help identify potential alternative markets if a producer is unable to move animals and, if necessary, advise and assist on depopulation and disposal methods. Ladies and gentlemen, we are plowing under vegetable crops from coast to coast. We are euthanizing millions of chickens. We are aborting sows and burying feeder pigs. We are dumping milk by the hundreds of thousands of gallons, and now they are preparing us to depopulate the fat cattle ready to harvest because of a bottleneck created by the effects of COVID. This thing hasn't been created by COVID, but the effects of COVID and the logistics therein. Yesterday, the first shipment of imported beef from the country of Namibia hit the shores of the United States of America. And yet this morning, they are telling us to prepare to euthanize harvest-ready cattle. It is time we get food on the shelves. Because if you're not concerned about this food supply problem, you better be. We have a huge supply and demand of food across this nation. We can feed the world ourselves, and yet we're destroying our harvests. At the same time, we are importing beef from other countries, beef that is less regulated than our beef, less safe, not as high quality of product, and yet it's happening. At the same time, they are preparing for us to euthanize our harvests. That doesn't sound like sustainability to me, but it is part of the overall goal to vertically integrate your food system. You see, they cannot have control of the people unless they have control of the food, the water, the land, production.
By the way,
it is time we get back to work. We are of, by, and for the people. This is not Nancy Pelosi's country. This is not Donald Trump's country. This is your country, and you're going to go hungry.
And while American farmers are destroying their harvests, U.S. beef is exported to China. U.S. meat plants are closing at a rapid rate.
China's open for business.
Including Cargill Meat, who supplies 22% of the U.S. meat market.
God, they're dangerous.
Who partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in 2018 to end livestock production while expanding the production of genetically modified soy in Africa.
Sterilizes you.
Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Powerful info.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We forward in this generation. Triumphantly, won't you help to sing these songs of freedom?
Songs of freedom.
All I ever have.
All I've ever had.
Redemption song.
Right, I only took two calls last segment. Let me take more of them now. Redemption. So much big stuff happening. Imagine the full assault that Loveless is now happening. It's not like, oh, there'll be martial law and forced inoculations and drones, and it's all here. And it's like, wow, they really meant it. I mean, I knew it was coming. Imagine the general public didn't know it was coming. I knew it was coming, and I'm completely freaked out. I drove to work this morning at 5:30 a.m. because I got a lot of work to do, and there's usually only a few cars on the road at 5 a.m. There was nobody on the road. I drove all the way to my house, to my office, and I did not see one car, like an apocalypse. Generations are going to feel this shutdown. See, I run a pretty good-sized company, so I know how things work, like enough product to sell, to keep everybody employed. You got to know how much money you got to buy more product. You know, just to get the word out, I got to be a businessman. So then I know what it means to just shut something off. Boom! If we weren't positioned to fight the globalists, we'd already be shut down. Restaurants I've gone to since I was a baby are closed. People go, well, why is Trump being all confident? Because he knows if he isn't confident, we'll go into total depression. I'm talking about nothing at the store. We're like, I don't want to say this, folks, but I got to be honest with you. It's about a 60% chance we go into total collapse. And I mean power going off sometimes. I mean baby starving to death. I mean you ain't getting your medicine. I mean it's done. And there's one thing I want to say. I'm not a vindictive person, but I'm not taking the blame. And America shouldn't take the blame. David Rockefeller, who set all this stuff up, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Democratic Party, the MSM, the people that went along with this. And again, here's the deal. If we don't assess blame, they're going to blame us when it all goes down. I just want to make sure that we make lemonade out of lemons. If things, because, I mean, I'm already having to, I never think about losing. And for the first time in my life, folks, I'm thinking about trying to get lemonade out of lemons. Seriously, I mean, God Almighty, sweet Jesus, sweet, sweet Jesus, help us. Because I'll go to your calls. But let's just go to your calls. I'll say it next segment. But you understand it's not just rhetoric when I tell you about the depression. You can look this up yourself. 90% of people lived in the country. About half of those were self-sufficient. That's 45% of people were totally self-sufficient. day, it's 5%. We have a collapse. Here's why I felt so sick. I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm just going to be honest. My superpower is being honest. I've extrapolated this out, and I won't have to for a few years since I got food and stuff, but I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up. And you know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors. See, my superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will. I'm combat model, optimal self-sufficiency, probably the leader. The point is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up my neighbor, how I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up? I'll do it. My children aren't going hungry. I will eat your ass. That's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first. You're not, we're going to dig you out of those bunkers. We're going to dig you out of those holes. You make us eat up. Let me tell you something right now. I swear to God, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to get my hands around your throat. And you know, that's why you're begging for peace right now. You should have thought about that when you turned down Christ a long time ago. You want to meet with me, you Satanist? Meet with me. How about you get on your knees to Christ? You'd meet with my boss right now. But you can't do it. You think you can meet with some low-level nobody? I'm nobody. You think Christ would eat somebody? He would never do that. I will. I'm not going to watch my daughter starve to death. Now, you could say that was a metaphysical hypothetical, but it's really not. And let's just skip past the jokes here. Every actuary and government study from South Africa to the United States to Germany to Russia to Japan to South America shows in about 7 days, almost everyone commits murder for food. Within 14 days, almost everyone resorts to cannibalism or commits suicide. Now, I would commit suicide before I did that, but my children are my weak place. I'll barbecue your ass flat. I will eat you. To all you spirit cookers, act all tough all day, how you're doing your little satanic rituals, drinking blood and stuff. I'll drink your blood. You understand that? I will hang your ass up and cut you into cutlets like a filet mignon and grill your ass before I watch my daughters starve to death. See, now you took society and civilization as if it was some joke you could piss on all day. Do you understand? You unleash the animal. Once you do, you unleash the beast, and you're not the beast. I don't claim I'm the most tough guy around, but compared to you, I'm Godzilla on steroids. But just for the courts and everything, I'm joking around here. I'm not going to eat anybody. Because like I said, if it came down to me alone, I'd starve to death before I did it. Well, my baby's coming to the equation. I will cook your ass up so fast. And I'll tell them, oh, I killed a cow out back, baby. Here it is, because my babies ain't going to die for your crap, your failure. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. You want to worship Satan? Well, guess what? You're about to meet something worse, you dumb sacks of crap. You've been pissing on civilization your whole life, not knowing it's men held it up. It was savages held it up because we knew how bad we were, and we didn't want you to let us loose. But now, you demand we pull the fist out and just shove it into your teeth. So good. Before I'll sit there and live off starving Latin Americans and Africans, I swear before God, I'll eat one of these globalists on a spit. Oh, I'm a performance artist, like they say. Alex Jones is real. Everybody knows I'm as fake as they come. Your call's straight ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food.
most folks who never would deliver their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at BoersStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Motorhead, man, you talk about some music right there.
death. Let me tell you, if you study the algorithms of finance and life and business, it took hundreds of years to build this infrastructure. It's been misused and we've been decadent and all that's true, but hundreds of years of work and infrastructures is being like a building being demolished, brought down right in front of us. And I sit back and I watch the UN now admit 133 million people are going to starve to death in the next year. It was 30 million a week ago. And I agree with those numbers, by the way, because I know how tenuous it is. And man, when I'm sitting there at dinner, like eating a steak or a potato that I just grilled, I don't say this to be some goody tissue virtue signaler. I can't even eat like super good food anymore. It's not some leftist thing either. It's like I'm like, people are starving to death, and I'm sitting here eating a filet mignon. Because what's the sacrifice supposed to be? Like, the left is killing all these people, and it ruins my dinner. That can seem silly. But yeah, there's the story from last week. It's now 133 million starving to death. And if you know the third world, that's a very conservative number. Like I told you, I could have done the whole show today off this one article. Internet speech will never go back to normal from the Atlantic. And it says right here in this article that China's good and you deserve what's about to happen to you. All right, let's just go to your calls. This is just unbelievably sick. Why don't we educate the third world? Why don't we build that? I've read the actuaries on that. You could do it. No, we're just going to starve them to death because it makes these people feel good and power. While they use giant third world hordes of men who want a future to come drive us down and drive down our wages. Because, see, just because the third world's a bunch of brainwashed people who are under globalist control, if I was locked up in some third world country and a man, I'd be like, I'm getting to a country, you're going to give me some freedom. But see, they're still an enemy because they've been programmed. So people go, why are you for the third world, but you want to block them coming in? Because I want to make their country successful. There's the paradox. The left's like, oh, let these people in. Oh, yeah. They've been brought in. They're all weaponized against the country. Let's just go to your calls. Jesus. There's not much time to fix this. I've warned everybody, and I'm going to have to go into a selfish mode soon. And I feel guilty every time I'm around my children that I'm not building some armored redoubt, because the globalists are building armored fortresses because they know what they've done. And look, there's a genetic selfishness where I'm just like constantly, like I have dreams about it. Just run, go to northern Canada. Just get out, Jones, get out now. Because let me tell you, I love my children. You know, you're right, son's off. My son's great. But he's a son. I don't even worry about it. But my daughters, I have nightmares about my daughters. I just constantly worry about them. And I tried to save the whole thing, and you tried to save it. I don't know if we can save any of it, folks. I got to tell you. And then God tells me, how many kids did you kill, Jones? You probably killed 15, 20 kids you knew of back before you had Jesus. And so now, you know, that comes back on the ones that made it, son. Because when I know when I die, spirits are real. I'm going to have to sit there. I can't wait, actually, to meet these incredible people. I would be tortured for 1,000 years for one of the children I know. I would do anything for them. And I can't imagine the children that I supported being chopped up and butchered. And I never knew that I destroyed all that wealth, all that power, everything. And instead, the left makes a sick joke out of it. killing their own children. Not knowing how the universe works. You think you kill your children and you don't get destroyed? You think you let some doctor vacuum out your child's brain or chop your daughter or son up and that you don't then die? Just think about how the universe works. You never get away with sin because you reap what you sow. And what comes around goes around. And I just think about people so cut off from God that they make jokes about how they had an orgasm while their daughter's brain was vacuumed out. I look at that person and I say, you're going to experience eternity without God. And that's a cold place to be. And I've ranted too much, so let's not talk about what I've said here today. But this is the time to get real. This is the time to cut the crap, folks, and get right down to who you are and what you stand for forever. Because that's all that ever matters. Joe in New Jersey, go ahead and take us out of this segment. Sorry for making you old.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I just wanted to say that I think a way that we could get around this is, you know, we don't have a real infrastructure. You know, Twitter shuts us down. YouTube shuts us down.
No, that's why they want InfoWars. It's a little pathetic infrastructure. Humanity has nothing. The babies have nothing. We have nothing. We're just nothing. We don't get infrastructure. Only the satanic demons get infrastructure.
That's right. And they built up these big box stores, and there's no real way for small businesses, no matter what industry they're in, to be able to connect in a good way. And that's where it needs to start. You know, there's a lot of people out there who do have great small business, who have a lot of money. They're looking to invest in talented people, talented ideas. And there's really no way to get people to connect like that because it's all drowned out by the big box, you know?
Exactly. So people should deny the big box. Like big box is pedophilia. Big box is Satanism. And we all do it because we're in a town. We need to go buy ammo. We need to buy diapers. We need to go buy orange juice. We go there. We have to realize, no, I can't go there. I have to buy. The biggest business would be like some symbol. I'm pro-human. I'm low level. Like I'm little. Like a little symbol. Like I'm little. We need to I'm micro. I'm local. We need to. And it needs to be micro. It needs to be local. Local is king because local is close to humanity. What do you think?
No, that's great. You know, just like everybody has their symbol. You know, we have our own symbol. We're united by whatever that little symbol is and say, I go there and shop. I do business with them. And that's
what they're afraid of. And here's the thing. They knew everyone's rushing out of the cities. That's why they did this, is they're losing. They had this big, beautiful plan. But let me tell you, as the Bible says, but I'm even without the Bible, I've seen the projection. It's exactly as Revelation says. They're gonna race and fight us and look like they overcome us right at the end, just so Satan can be defeated. And then it just all ends instantly, my brother. I love you. Beautiful call. All right, I'll try to take calls when you come back. I'm sorry, I've been out of control today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Or children to do their own things. But long after you're gone, they come back. I got a plan. He takes over in the next hour. Let's go to Rick in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Rick. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great to talk to you. I watched your piece about the farmers plowing under their crops and killing their livestock. And I was just wondering if they were told to do that by the government. I mean, why would they do something like that in a food crisis? And who has the power to make them do that?
It's the money. So let me break it down. We could spend 1,000 hours on this because this is farming. And we've got a family farm and a ranch still. We're barely involved in it. It doesn't make money, but I know about it. So when you got feed animals that have been raised on land, they're put in a feeder, you put all this money into them, and then Cargill and Tyson and the other ones, there's only like four big ones now. They consolidated in the last 20 years. Used to be hundreds of meat packers. There's only like four right now. Once they do that, you're sitting there with prime beef. This cow is worth like $20,000. But They won't take it. So Trump, when he signed off a stimulus, thought he was sending money to the average person. But it's actually a check that then goes to the ranch or the farm to destroy it. Or take dairy cows. I'm sure you know this, but they fill up two or three times a day. They're Jersey cows, they're Holsteins, they're bred to do this. Okay, and so you have to off-pump the milk. Well, there's no trucks to get it or stores to pick it up because of the lockdown. They have to dump the, and they have to show it in a video to the federal government to get their money back. So the government creates the artificial atmosphere where they've got to then do these things. And then exactly China and Argentina and, you know, all these countries, they don't have restrictions. So they're all shipping the meat in while we're under the restrictions. So, yeah, it's a huge global scoop.
One would think with all the resources and power of the federal government that they would be able to marshal whatever they need to truck this this produce.
Man, they're too busy making sure somebody doesn't say that colloidal silver might kill bacteria. I mean, seriously, the federal government is like the most bean-counting slaves you could ever imagine. I mean, I hear you. They don't even know that. They're like, you think the FBI cares that China's shipping in all this beef? No. They just, as a bureaucrat, if they can piss on a farmer and make him follow things, they feel like they're doing their job. They only think of America. So they've been regulatorily given authority to piss on America, so they do it.
It seems to me like the federal government should take more control. I mean, they have the power.
Yeah, no. Trump has the power, and I like Trump, but it just shows he doesn't have the knowledge of it because he hasn't been studying it like other people have. No, you're absolutely right, Rick, this is a freaking fiasco. God bless you. Get ready, folks. I told you. I mean, this is the microchip and the forced inoculations is all gravy. And gravy's great. I got chicken fried steak. I want that steak. I got broccoli. I got potatoes. I got carrots. I got, you know, side dishes. The gravy's fun, though. You know, I like the gravy. It's gravy to shut down America. It's steak to turn off the third world and kill hundreds of millions. And that's happening now. And so as nationalists, as Christians, as conservatives, as evil white men, we need to come out and say, it's wrong to starve Africans and Latin Americans and Asians to death. We don't support that. And it's Trump's total Trump card. I mean, Trump just comes out and goes, the UN says 133 million are starving to death right now. You're racist if you don't stop this. It all ends. And I advised the president on this last week. And I advised him on it this morning through multiple sources. I'll just leave it. And they are the response was, we're going to kill your ass. I'm like, okay, great. Dude, I can't live. I mean, imagine all those babies in Africa and Latin America. You can say overpopulated, not overpopulated. Are you going to pull the trigger and blow their heads off? When little kids begging for food and dying. I mean, come on, man. We're not doing this. It's not in my DNA. And that's the real world. Pull up the articles like AP yesterday. 133 million people starving now. It was 33 million last week. I mean, there's not a million dead worldwide from this virus, but millions are dying. Why do we... 265 million starving. Sorry, it's gone up. And then the very UN that's running all this is like grabbing money. You think when you stand before God, and believe me, you will, folks, you don't just take DMT and stand before demons. You die, you stand before God. You walk in there, the judge is right there. And it's like, you could have saved a couple hundred. Well, they were lower humans. You're dead. Hey, tell you what, you're going with all the people that think these people don't matter. Just right there. Boom, you're gone. Back to you. So, hey, knock yourselves out. Hunter in Michigan, thanks for holding your own ear, sir. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure to speak to you, brother. What's on your mind?
I'm just wondering, do you think we're going to survive this tyranny?
No, we're going to die.
Well, me and my buddy...
But our spirits, brother, live on. So what matters is our consciousness. Hold on to that. You ever been out in the ocean and sucked under by a rip current? You're lucky if you haven't. I have a few. You ever been sucked under by a rip current?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times.
You a surfer?
No, I've just been to Florida many a times in my life.
And what do? You turn loose and you pop back up, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you're asking me the question is, well, go, let's start over. I'm going to stop talking. Go ahead.
So me and my buddy, he just got an AR. We're ready to protest Whitmer again on the 30th.
That's beautiful. Yes, will we survive this tyranny? Your spirit totally survives, but your spirit has free will, so you have to point it the way you want it to go. And I'm not telling you something you don't know, Hunter. Which way is your soul pointed, Hunter?
Towards the Lord.
Damn right, brother. Mine is too.
And I got another question for you. I haven't really heard you talk about it really that much in the past 3 years. Why the hell did Willie Nelson support Beto?
Willie Nelson, who I've known for 20 years, until about 10 years ago, was super smart. And Willie Nelson came to my in-game event. I've hung out with him at his house many times. And then he, by the time he hit about 80, man, that dude smoked like 18 wheelers of marijuana and drank thousands of gallons of liquor. And he's gone. And Willie says he doesn't drink. He smoked. No, Willie always drinks. He drinks whiskey. He drinks red wine. He drinks it all. So most of us aren't as tough as Willie Nelson. I mean, Willie Nelson is tough as nails. And if I smoked half as much pot and drank half as much alcohol, I'd be dead at 46. So that's the truth is Willie Nelson ain't there. It's kind of like they rolled out Charlton Heston like 6 months before he died to say, I'm not for the NRA and, you know, I hate America and all this stuff. That was his senile wife with him. That's not Charlton Heston. They could roll me out when I'm 80-something and not knowing who I am. I hate America. I mean, it's not me, man. This is me right now. This is who I am, just like you, brother. So I don't blame Willie Nelson. I had dinner with Willie Nelson 7 years ago. Dave Mustaine was in town. And he goes, I want to meet Willie Nelson. I went, well, I got his number. Let me call him. Willie Nelson answers. And I'm in the same area of West Austin, out in the hill country. And Willie goes, yeah, I'm going to this restaurant. I'm like, now, this is a true story. We were going to the same restaurant. It was just some, what do you call that, non-wheat thing, whatever it's called. It was one of those non-gluten restaurants. It later closed. And so we go, we have dinner with him, me, Willie, Dave Mustaine. You can Google, at least for now, Dave Mustaine. Alex shows when else we had that last dinner with him. And, man, he was drinking red wine. And he was on Captain Kangaroo World. Yeah, there it is. They pulled it up. So that was 7 years ago, right before my divorce. But that's a true story right there. So does that answer your question, buddy?
Yes, it does. I got one more. How do you convince people? Because they're just so brainwashed. They're so dug into the liberals, it just seems like it's impossible.
You know, a lot of people kind of plead with the people that are minions. Oh, I just say, hey, you want to be an idiot? Go ahead and just give them facts and move on and say, here's one piece of info. And later when you decide not to be a loser, you need to look at this information. Then you move on from there. All right, more phone calls straight ahead. Thank you, sir. Carlos, Sonny, Jeff, Mike, Brendan.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.